This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, Joy podcaster. Thank you very much for checking out our Joy podcast feed. Scotty T recently spoke to Darren McMullen, who's part of the hugely successful Channel 9 series, Our House Husbands. This is the interview with him right now. And don't forget that our Joy podcast service is sponsored by audible.com.au. Yes, do go to audible.com.au/joy right now for a special offer just for you. You listening to Joy podcast right now. It's a free 30-day trial. You get your own free audio book, and you'll be helping Joy. Check it out now.
Joining me from Los Angeles, TV host of The Voice, Voice Kids, and one of the actors in House Husbands, Darren McMullen. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, now
I'm actually in Palm Springs.
Oh, please. No. That's not what we want to hear this morning. Now, your Twitter bio actually says Los Angeles, London, and Sydney. House Husbands was filmed in Melbourne, except for London. I'd say both Sydney and LA are quite different. How was your time in Melbourne?
I love Melbourne. You've just alerted me to the fact I need to change that now. I'm now Sydney, Melbourne, London, LA.
Darren, you get around.
Best coffee in the world. Best coffee in the world, Melbourne. Great little wine bars. Amazing food. Definitely the most cosmopolitan city in Australia, I think. I do still love Sydney, though. You know, a lot of my friends are in Sydney, and there's something quite magical about being in a massive city like that and having beaches 2-3 minutes away. It's quite unique.
Now, you've been in Australia for most of your life from Scotland, and you just made the mistake that a lot of internationals make in regards to Sydney being a capital, the capital of Australia.
I almost made the mistake and I bit my tongue. I didn't actually say capital. I went, I almost did, yeah. Well, it should be, shouldn't it? It should be the capital, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
sorry,
okay.
Sorry, people of Canberra, nothing's going on there.
Yeah, people can go
foreign
to Sydney.
Fireworks, that's it.
Yeah, no, people can go to Sydney, but we still love Melbourne. Melbourne's most livable city in the world, keeps on winning it.
Is that true?
Yes,
I believe that. I really like Melbourne. I stayed in the Art Series hotels when I was there. If I go back and do a long period there, I'd like to get a little apartment in the city, and just so it feels a little more like home. It's kind of, I know it sounds pretty shitty to say, but it kind of sucks living in hotels after a while, you know, especially when you're trying to blend in with your normal life again and you keep leaving towels on the floor, and you get home, you're like, who the hell left this here? And you're like, ah, people don't clean up towels here at home. I have to do that myself.
Now, you're in LA at the moment. How long have you been living there?
I moved originally 2009 because I had a show at the time for MTV. So I was doing a show over there on MTV, and then my career kind of took off in Australia and the UK. So I spent a lot of time traveling between those two countries and not a lot of time in LA. Then I ended up doing a show on NBC in America, and then The Voice came up. So I left that show on NBC to do The Voice. And then House Husband, and it just turns out the last kind of few years, most of my life's been spent away from Los Angeles. So I've got this lovely home there, and, you know, never really spent much time in it. So it's good to be back after a long stint and jump into your own bed and kind of sit on your couch and watch this big television that I got, you know, and haven't managed to switch on yet.
And you're currently working on two screenplays, is that right?
Yeah, actually, well, I finished one, and we're kind of just putting the finishing touches on the second one. That was me and my girlfriend wrote that together when we were in Australia, actually. It was based on a true story that we read in a newspaper and thought it could make a great tale. And, really, really keen to shop that around once it's done.
And that's the romantic comedy? Was that the one? Or
no, the romantic comedy's finished. This is a little darker. It basically is about young suicide and these websites that we find out that people were going to essentially death coach each other. Now, these people aren't terminally ill. They're just people that want to commit suicide and don't want to jump off a bridge or anything. They want to do it by taking the euthanasia drug, and it's basically a website that helps them get a hold of it and takes them through the steps to find it.
That sounds a bit dark.
It is dark. It is really, really dark. But I think, you know, it does have a nice uplifting ending, and hopefully is bringing a lot of attention to a subject that, you know, it's pretty close to my heart. I mean, it's a horrible rate of youth suicide in Australia, and you know, it's one of the most beautiful countries on earth, and you just kind of shake your head. It's like, what is it about that country that have so many young adults wanting to end their life, you know? You know, hopefully uplifting, but it is quite dark as well.
Now, you came into the scene on House Husbands during season 3. As an actor, knowing that the crew had sort of already bonded, how was that experience for you?
It was really good. I mean, not all sets are very friendly when you go on, and that wasn't my experience with House Husbands. I was quite shocked, actually, just how welcoming everybody was, especially since I'd come from The Voice. I thought there could be a bit of a, oh, well, you're a TV host, you want to be an actor now? That kind of thing. But I never really felt that there. And in a lot of ways, probably Julia Morris opened up the doors for me to do that, because she made the crossover as well. So that was good. And everyone was just like super, super friendly. And it's a very, very tight-knit crew and cast. And I think that filters down from the top. You know, if the guys in charge are really sound, chilled guys, it kind of filters all the way through. And that's definitely been my experience. So, yeah, it's good.
And what led you to crossover? So, because you're quite a versatile, you know, in the sense that you've done, you know, live or reality TV. And I was even reading that you'd done you started with MTV. You've done game show right through to a National Geographic show. What led you to sort of jump ship almost and go over to the acting side?
Well, as you said, versatile. I definitely am versatile in all aspects of my life. So I just wanted to do the acting, and hosting kind of came about first, and my career took off really quickly with hosting. Actually, it seems like it was really quickly. It probably wasn't I'm doing it for 10 years, but it just seemed to happen very, very quickly. And before I knew it, I was doing shows in the UK and America and The Voice. And I actually auditioned for a couple of roles in America and ended up getting the roles. And they were big parts, and I had to say no for one reason or another, due to other contracts I had with different networks or doing another show. I didn't want that to happen again. And coming into 2014, I said to myself, look, I don't want to say no to acting gigs now because of hosting. So I'm going to have to find a way to do both. And fortuitously, I actually auditioned for House Husbands that year and ended up getting that role as Alex, as the guest star. And that kind of worked in with The Voice. And then obviously they brought Alex back because they kind of liked the character and the dynamic with Kane on the show. And again, it worked well because of The Voice. So yeah, it's good. But it's given me a big taste for it now. And I wouldn't like to say I'm fully crossed over. You know, I still really love the hosting as well. There's something about walking out into a big live arena and knowing everything you say and do is out there to the millions, and there's nothing you can do about that. It's a huge adrenaline rush, and I guess the closest you would get with acting would be stage, because, you know, doing the TV stuff, there is a lot of sitting and waiting around, and then 4 minutes of work, and then sitting around, and then maybe 3 minutes of work. And don't get me wrong, I love that 4 minutes and that 3 minutes of work, but idle minds drive me crazy. I'm probably why I managed to write a couple of screenplays, though, to be fair. So
we're joined from Los Angeles with Darren McMullen, one of the actors in House Husbands. It's the finale tonight. Darren, your character is, you know, the bit of a quiet, shy guy, works in the primary school library with his auntie as the principal. What did you think of the character when you first read it?
He was very bizarre, Alex, when I did him season 3. He was really quirky and weird and almost verging on Asperger's, and he's a little more sensible now. And I had a big talk to the writers coming into this season. I was like, yeah, you know, but Alex was a bit of a nutcase last season. Why is he so sensible now? And they said, no, you know, he still has those kind of crazy qualities. And I don't think he does that this season quite so much. He is, as you said, quiet, withdrawn, and probably, you know, why he was so into books, because it was peaceful and his alone time. So I thought it was a great character to put my teeth into, especially this season. And because he was so vastly different than me, he is an introvert, whereas I'm an extrovert and a bit of a lunatic and a million miles an hour, and you know, not the best, not the biggest reader, not something I'm proud of. But he very much was the polar opposite of that. You know, he's quite introverted, well thought out, a bit quirky, and massively into books. So it was a good one to do because I think he's so different from my persona that everybody knows from The Voice. I think if I was playing a similar character to I play on The Voice, it wouldn't have been such a breakout for me. So I'm very thankful that Alex came about.
And I must say, yeah, I sensed the change in character this season. Now, the show is billed as a comedy drama. However, I don't know, this season it felt, especially the last few episodes, it's felt more drama, and it's been quite intense at times. What's a highlight for you this sort of year in regards to season four?
Yeah, it's a very tough thing to do, to deal with dramatic issues and do them in a funny way. And I think the issues my character and Guyton's character are tackling are so, so important for the future of Australia that, yes, there is going to be a lot of comedy hopefully in the middle, but we do want to get the point across as well. You know, like same-sex marriage, it should be a right that all Australians have. And it's 2015 and we're living in the dark ages. It's archaic to, you know, it's like not allowing interracial couples to marry in the 60s in America. That's how far behind it is. Move on. The world has moved on. Nobody cares. Look, if you have a problem with gay people, that's fine. But who cares? You know, let them get on with their own life and do what they want to do. And everyone should be afforded that right. And obviously the surrogacy thing too, that was quite close to my heart because I've had a lot of my gay friends have to deal with surrogacy and go to overseas options because it's not legal in Australia. And adoption isn't legal for gay couples in Australia either, absurdly. So they've had to go overseas and, you know, it costs a lot of money and sometimes they're ripped off because they've been to dodgy places in India or Thailand trying to use surrogacy companies there. So it was really, really important issues for me, and actually the big reason why I decided to come back and do play Alex again because of all these issues that he was tackling. So I hope we've represented the cause well. You know, we've got a new prime minister now who was pro same-sex marriage before he got in. He seems to be pulling back the reins a little, which I'm pretty disappointed about. But you know, hopefully within the year, all Australians actually are afforded the same right.
We're certainly hoping for that. Now, you know, speaking of your gay friends, have any of your gay friends, you know, had their sperm stolen by a lesbian in the same way as what happened a couple of weeks ago with House Husbands? Where did that storyline come from? Seriously.
I don't know. Like, it's not something I didn't ask the writers about that one. The one that really was a bit weird to me in Guyton was when he was going into to give his sperm at the sperm bank, and he came out asking for gardening magazines because he couldn't come from anything else other than things with nice pictures. And when both me and Guyton pulled up the writers on that one, they were like, guys, is this you? Is this what you? I don't know anybody that jerks off to gardening magazines.
I guess that's where they.
And that's why they put it in.
Yeah, I guess that's where the humor sort of comes from. Now, in the last episode, your fiance in the show was involved in an accident, and that's sort of where it ended last week. So tonight, what's happening tonight?
Well, it's the big wedding. If he can pull himself together, and am I to give spoilers here? Because I'll give a spoiler alert. I've said spoiler alert, so now I can spoil. Yes, he comes through that, and there's a lot of drama and ridiculousness and running around and chaos and manic behavior, as is typical of a house husband episode. But then it finishes up with a big gay wedding, which is fantastic, and I believe it's first on an Australian television show, which is kind of cool. And a big snog at the end, which was probably more my doing. It wasn't even in the script, and I'm like, guy, we got to go for this, man. This is, you know, this is a big moment, and he's like, hell yeah. Come on, let's do it.
It is quite interesting with the snog in the sense quite often with these sort of, you know, mainstream shows, you know, Cam and Mitch in regards to Modern Family, they're almost non-sexualized, whereas if the straight couple, they would actually have no issues with going for it in a, you know, PG-rated sort of time slot.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, I think On House Husbands, Channel 9 prime time, I don't think they go there with heterosexual couples either. It's just the nature of
having some nice kisses is sometimes what's missing.
It's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So tonight, how was it doing being involved in a TV wedding? Your first time?
It was kind of eerie because it's not something I ever thought I would do until the time I did it myself. And to be standing there and hearing somebody, say those famous words, and I pronounce you husband and husband, or, you know, man and wife, or whatever it is, it's kind of weird. But it was nice. It was a good day on set. Everyone was happy. Everyone was friendly. It's funny. It's like whenever there is a wedding on a TV show, because I think this is my second wedding now in House Husbands, so there was one at the finale of last season as well. It's like the whole cast is into wedding mode as well. Like everybody kind of dresses up a little nicer and dancing and singing and happier. And yeah, so it was a good vibe. It was a good vibe on set that day, although slightly eerie to be, you know, reading vows and things like that before I actually do that in real life.
yeah, that would be a bit. Now, it's going to be a shock. In fact, you know, Channel 9 are saying, you know, this finale is going to shock Australia. Does that mean that there's going to be a new series? Or they're going to leave us hanging?
Yeah, there will be. I believe there will be a new, I believe there will be a new series of House Husbands. I don't know, you know, I mean, I think they're in talks about it at the moment. Whether it's been signed off on, I don't know. It's above my pay grade. But I think based on the success of it, I would be surprised if they didn't do it again. I think it's rated really well this season. I think the shock they're referring to is, Justin's character. Which is, again, that's probably one of those points you're making. It is quite sad and almost dark at times. This poor guy's, you know, losing his daughter because he found out it wasn't actually his kid, biologically speaking. And there's ups and downs in this episode for sure. It's a little longer as well. I think it's an hour and a half episode tonight.
Awesome. Yes, well, I'm certainly going to miss it. It is one of my favourite shows. So it is a big day in all things House Husbands. Channel 9, it's the finale tonight. It will shock us, which is a bit of a huge call. What do they mean? You can check the show and Darren McMullen tonight on Channel 9, straight after the block. Darren, thanks for joining us on Joy 94.9.
No, thank you so much. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you, Scott, for another great podcast. You can catch Scott Monday mornings 9 till midday on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au. Don't forget, our podcast service is proudly sponsored by audible.com.au. There's an exclusive offer there for Joy podcast listeners. Just head to joy.org.au/joy and find out all about it. Get your free audiobook.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.